drink from the fountain, they rejoice. Now what does that mean? The wheat and the weeds both rejoice to get that spiritual water. We go to the church, we clap our hands with the rest of them, we shout with the rest of them, we jump up and down on the floor with the rest of them, we praise God with the rest of them, we prophesy with the rest of them, we speak in tongues like the rest of them, we pray for the sick like the rest of them. But he said, now listen, as we go just a little farther, now that I want to stop a minute, oh, on that rock was Christ. The rock was Christ. It was there in literal form as it is in spiritual form today. The man of the food, which is the word that come from God out of heaven. Christ is the word of God, and we eat the word. See? We sat like in the message this morning, we listened. Our souls reach and grab that word. We live by the word. He said they all eat that same spiritual manna. And they all did drink. All drink from that same spiritual rock. And that rock was Christ. Think of it. Now what's he going to put it to an end here? He's warning those Corinthians. Be careful what you're doing. When I come among you, one has a psalm, one has a tongue, one has a this and one has a that, one has a prophecy, one has a revelation. One's doing this and one's doing that. Be careful. Don't base your faith upon that. Those things are all right. They got their place and in the church. But don't never base your salvation on that if your life doesn't tally up to God's word. Then it's time for a get right with God.